budget. A Kenya Member of Parliament David Ochieng has underscored the need for the government to implement development projects in order of priorities put forward by the public. Ochieng said undertaking such development projects as per the need of the people will encourage members of the public to own the projects and fully participate in the budget-making process. Speaking during the 2024-2025 National Budget Public Participation Exercise in Homa Bay Town, the MP said members of the public have a constitutional mandate to put forward the priority projects across all sectors. The legislator is a member of the National Assembly Committee on the Budget and Appropriations, which is currently engaging Kenyans on public hearings on the proposed national budget. Residents of the county who gave their views on the budget listed provision of water, electricity and subsidized fertilizers as their priorities. Ochieng assured them that they will push the government to ensure all their views will be incorporated during budget making. Some Kenyans don't take public participation seriously due to failure to implement their needs as they want. But we're asking the government to change and do as per the people's priorities, Ochieng said. He said their proposals will enable the government to determine where to allocate funds for projects implementation. Homa Bay is among the 20 counties where the committee took views of members of the public. Other counties include Mombasa, Kilifi, Machakos, Taita Taveta, Kiambu, Muranga, Nakuru, Baringo, Kericho, Kisumu, Narok, Nyamira, Kakamega, Vihiga, Meru, Isiolo, Nairobi, Mandera and Turkana. We're assuring residents and other Kenyans that their views will be taken into consideration in the budget-making process. The committee is also recommending to the government to implement projects in order of public priorities, he added. Kitutu Cheikh MP Jafeth Nayakundi said their mandate was guided by the constitution and called on the public to support them. Nayakundi said their objective was to promote good governance and transparency in management of public affairs. Kenyans must participate in planning and decision-making process. This will ensure their needs are addressed effectively, he said. A resident, Jane Adiambo from the Maendeleo ya Wanawake organization said public participation fosters unity. Hustlers should have their needs prioritized because they are the majority, Adiambo said. Others who made the contributions were Omolo Abdul Masood, SUPKEM, and Walter Opio, Bunjla Wenye Inchi.